All right. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. July 15th, 2025. Beautiful day here on the east side of the country. I hope it's great wherever you were at. Midst of summer, hotter than Haiti, humid, brutal, and absolutely loving it. Perfect. This is summer, and it is my favorite. As soon as it starts to cool off, I start to get bummed out. But I'm not going to worry about it. We are in the moment. I'm going to stay in the moment and enjoy what we got going on. Got up this morning. Been going through a little bit of challenges. You know, I've been a big fan of the paddling. Love paddling. Done it for quite a bit. And the wolves started to show up. And, you know, pointing out different things and started to become a little, got a little lost in the paddling. And so I decided I was going to take a break. I did, and you know, it's nothing new. I did this last summer. I took a break. I think I probably talked about it in the podcast. I'm not paddling anymore. That's it. It's over. And I sort of started feeling that way this year. I'm a big fan of paddling on Wednesdays, and that turned into a distance paddle. And I don't mind going some distance, but I don't want to do 12, 14, 18, 19 miles. I'm not really, you know, I love paddling, but I don't love it that much. And, you know, we do have a change race coming up. A lot of the folks in the club are doing the change race, so I do understand. We are trying to get prepared for the change race, which is, I don't know, 25 miles or something. But the point is you change. You change during the race. You jump out, new people jump in. But whatever, right? Not my rodeo. So I've just been sort of chilling out. I started paddling on a different day, and that boat is a little, I don't know, different. So I've sort of lost my way in paddling and even came to the conclusion that I may be done. And I talked to my oldest son who had been paddling with me a little bit, and I said, maybe we should join the gym. So we actually went and joined the gym, and we went yesterday. And we went this morning, got him up at 6:30, went down there. We just had a great time lifting some weights. Nothing too big, you know, just working out together, having fun. Bickering a little bit amongst ourselves. You definitely learn about somebody when you go and work out with them. I could be better, but I'm stuck trying to be a dad and, a lifter and, you know, just a friend. And sometimes that's tough to manage. So, but we've been having a good time. We went this morning, and then, of course, my coach yesterday texted me, you know, you guys looking, I need a couple paddlers, and of course, once I get recognized, right, once I'm asked to be part of, and then I'm, of course, you know, everything's put behind me, and I'm like, yeah, but I did call him, and I said, listen, I you know, I'll paddle, but I don't want to do 12 miles. I don't want to do 14 miles. I'm a 10-miler. I'm a good with 10 miles. I'll do that. Not a big deal, but starting into 12 and 14. And, you know, and it's not like when you add, let's do 13 to 14. You're adding a mile, right? And a mile in a freaking paddle in a row, not in a ocean canoe it's a lot of freaking work. So I said, listen, I love paddling, but I'm just not into the 12 miles. And he said, well, listen, we've been training for this change race. We will not be doing 12 miles. We'll do 8 to 10. And I said, that's great. I love 8 to 10. I'm an 8 to 10 guy. So, of course, we signed up, and I'm back to paddling, and I'm excited. And, that is one of the, you know, it's funny. I went to the meeting last night, and, of course, it was on the sixth step. And, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character.
Yeah.
Mary, Kings of Leon. That's such a great album. What is it? Come Around Sundown. Great album. One of the better recorded albums, I think, as far as sound and stuff. But yeah, back to the sixth step. Went to the meeting last week. Chose to go to the different Monday night meeting. And that meeting, of course, was on the seventh step. And then went back to my original Monday meeting last night. And, of course, they're now on the sixth step. So going backwards, I guess. But, you know, six and seven, they are, someone said last night, 3, 6, 7, 10, 12, I think they said, are the steps that they really, you know, stay in the pocket. I would agree. 6 and 7, you know, I'm constantly always addressing character defects or shortcomings, right? You know, I shared in the meeting last night, you know, when I came into this program, it's because I got caught one more time, right? I got myself into a jam one more time. You know, the day before I got sober, I had no intentions on getting sober. So, you know, of course, when I came into the program and finally crawled up on the train of sobriety and started chugging along, you know, a big portion of that time was just because I got caught too much, right? It was all of a sudden better. And early recovery is better because clearly all of the bullshit that I was going through had ended and it just felt good. And like I shared last night, you know, I spent a lot of many years in this program because I didn't want to drink again, right? I was afraid to drink again. And, you know, like I've said before, man, those memories fade, right? All of the fear and worry of relapse fade away. And then those wolves come and knock in and present me with a story that I believed, right? And eventually would drink again. And, you know, getting back into the program, what I've learned is, you know, I can't listen to the wolves. I have to stay in the freaking pocket. And, you know, I eventually had to start falling in love with recovery. I had to start falling in love with peace and serenity and, you know, all the wonderful things that come with this program and stop being here because I'm afraid to drink again. And what that meant is that I have to start addressing some of my real issues, my character defects, right? You know, I've shared before, I was never really a thief. I have stolen. I lied. You know, I shouldn't say that. I was a thief and I lied and I cheated. Let's just be honest. You know, I was a terrible person. You know, I wouldn't hurt people, but I would definitely sell drugs. I would, you know, ruin communities. I was just, you know, I was not a good person. And, I was, you know, just focused on self. You know, I was a good person in my eyes, but, you know, everybody around me was probably, you know, would question that. So when I came into the program, you know, it was obvious, you know, especially getting to this step, you know, that, you know, I needed to stop lying. And when I'm just saying that because I don't want to sound like I didn't, because I definitely did do all those things, but I wouldn't consider myself a big liar. I would lie to get myself out of trouble, but, and I wasn't a big thief, right? I did shoplift as a kid, but like, you know, I know people that, you know, heist aluminum, heist wire, you know, there's all these different versions of stealing. And so I definitely stole peace of mind and all that stuff. But, you know, your money was safe around me pretty much. So obviously we need to clean up any of the loose ends and that stuff. But there was some of the character defects that would later show up, one of them being sarcasm, right? Sarcasm, procrastination. Procrastination's a killer. There was a whole bunch of them, you know, and working with my sponsor, I started to kind of go through it and, you know, start working on them the best of my ability, right? I don't know if I put a lot of effort. I don't think I would realize the importance. I still think I had that, you know, partying philosophy, you know, who's going to notice, who really cares, how big of a deal is it really? It turns out it's a very big deal. And, you know, one of the things that I've learned is drinking alcohol is a character defect, right? It says it right here. It said it, and I read it last night, and I was, you know, not blown away, but because I've shared before, I believe drinking alcohol is a character defect. I don't believe it's a disease. We can call it that if that makes it feel better, but it's a character defect, just like lying, cheating, stealing, overeating, overspending, oversexing, all of that stuff. They're all character defects. And the only reason I addressed the drinking one is because my life had become unmanageable, right? My life had become unmanageable to me and everyone around me. And so that was, I guess, the reason I addressed it, right? It was just at the moment. But, you know, the rest of my things, the rest of my character defects weren't really unmanageable at the time, right? Because, you know, when I came into the program, it was pretty much, hey, my name is Tom, pulled into a group of people and just kept my mouth shut and followed directions and you know, tried to do the next right thing. But over time, you know, that starts to fade. We start to become a little more on our own, not constantly surrounded by recovery. And, you know, those character defects can start showing back up. And, you know, the, you know, I remember when sarcasm became unmanageable to somebody else, right? I shared before when I called my buddy Scott, a chatty Cathy, and he got all upset and hurt his feelings. And I'll never forget. I'm like, God, that's terrible. You know, I don't want to do that to people. And, so I remembered, let's watch our sarcasm. You know, that's not cool. There were different situations like that that would come up in my life and it would make my life uncomfortable and I would either choose to or not to address them, but I started to become aware of them. And, you know, that's sort of how, for me, the sixth and seventh have worked. But it wasn't, you know, when I sat down with my sponsor however many years ago and did the sixth and seventh step and probably wrote these character defects, but it was probably more from the head, not from the heart. And like I was telling my guys that I'm sponsoring, you know, about the fifth step, you know, or the fourth step, excuse me, you know, let's just kind of see how life starts to present itself. And that's the same thing that happens with the sixth and seventh step for me. You know, I'm sort of doing my thing. You know, I've been sober a long time. I've talked about it before. I'm unhappy with the way that I respond and react to traffic. Right? Am I crashing into people? No. You know, it's funny watching YouTube. You see all these aggressive drivers and road rage, and they'll do all these different things. And I'm sure when it's all said and done, they were like, damn, I wish I hadn't done that. Luckily, I don't go that far. What I don't like is how I feel about it, how I think, my initial thoughts. I don't like that. The other thing I don't like that I do is character assassination. And, you know, when a situation comes up, like paddling, right? When I'm unhappy, when I'm not doing well with the situation, I'll start to write a script in my head. You know, so-and-so walks in door. You know, so-and-so looks at me, and then all of a sudden I let so-and-so have it. And I tell them all the truth about how I truly feel, and then I start assassinating their character, right? And like I was the other day, I may even share this. I was out watering the lawn, and all of a sudden I'm just into this movie script of how I'm upset at somebody. They should recognize that they should see how great I am and they should apologize to me. And I'm like, what are you doing? Right. I did talk about this because I know I go, you know, I know when I'm, you know, bored or stagnant, when I start creating issues in my head about situations that aren't real. And I do it all of the time and it's sickening. I hate it. I start just attacking perfectly good people, my neighbor, my coach, you know, people that I work with, clients. I just start destroying them. And I'm like, what are you doing this for? And I guess it's to make myself feel better, right? I guess it's ego, pride. I talked about my sponsee wanting to do the fourth step. And I'm like, well, maybe I need to try to go through some of these things with a fourth step. And, you know, I look at them and it's pretty obvious, ego, pride. You know, it's all of the typical characters. It's just that, am I choosing to do anything about it? Right? And it talks about this in the sixth step about some of these character defects that we just don't want to let go of. And as much as I dislike how I, you know, write these scripts or these scenarios in my head, I haven't figured out how to not do it. It sucks, right? It sucks. And so it's just, you know, the sixth step is just a big deal because it really reveals a lot of the shit that I still have to work on, even though I am not drinking alcohol. And, you know, like I shared last night, the only reason I got sober is because I had to, right? At that moment, it was what I had to do and I did it. But like some of these character defects, especially the ones that are, you know, private, right? nobody hears me out in the yard yelling about these things. They're in my own head. And, you know, you would look at me and think, oh, look at him. He's just out watering the grass. Where in my head, I'm like destroying people. And it's annoying. And it's just a habit. And sometimes I'll start doing it and I'll go into it. And then I'm like, God, look at you. You're like 3 minutes into this freaking story you're making up in your head here. And, you know, it's really a bummer. You know, nobody gets hurt in the incident. The only person to be hurt in this whole thing is me, right? Because the only person that writes those kind of scripts and those scenarios is self. And, you know, it turns out self is really behind all of my character defects, right? So, bondage of self, bondage of character defects. And it can be, you know, I've said before, you know, if I'm flying in a spaceship to Mars and I've got to fly up there with five people, I'd like to know what the character defects of these people are, right? If we have a drinker, you know, I know people that can't control their anger, they yell. I hate that. That's a character defect. People that lie, steal, right? Overeat. You know, they're all character defects. It's just, when do they start to become unmanageable in my life? And that's the real question. And for a long time, everything's been good, but I'm starting, because now that I'm in the, you know, been doing this for a while, and I start to have this relationship with God, and like I shared last night, you know, there is something more to recovery, sobriety. You know, it's serenity. And unfortunately, a person that doesn't, if I do not work on these character defects, I'm just an asshole that doesn't drink. And nobody wants that. And that's what can happen. You know, it also happens with money. You know, I shared last night when I shared, you know, I'm struggling with being a miser. You know, hoarding money out of fear and worry and respect. And, you know, all of a sudden I'm deciding how people can spend money. And that's terrible. And then, of course, somebody came up after me after the meeting and said, I'm the same way, man. And it's I hate it. It's a character defect, right? So I don't want to just be an asshole that doesn't drink. I want to find serenity, or at least I want to stay in it longer. You know, we talk about the book Drop the Rock and Mary on the beach of Sobriety Island or whatever it is, and the boat headed to Serenity Island has left and it was on its way, and Mary, you know, she wants to be on that boat, so she jumps in the water and starts swimming, but Mary's carrying around a lot of rocks. And turns out the rocks are character defects. And the rocks, the character defects, is what prevents us from going to the next level, which is serenity. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom. Acceptance, courage, and wisdom all come if we can let go of our character defects. And, yeah, it's pretty awesome. It just takes a lot of work. But, you know, like I said, drinking is a character defect. We're working on that one because it's become unmanageable. You know, what other character defects do I need to work on? You know, like I said last night, I'll drink a gallon of vodka, but I've never filed for bankruptcy. You know, I know quite a few people that have had to file for bankruptcy, but don't overdrink, right? I'll drink a gallon of alcohol, but I don't eat cake, right? I don't eat ice cream. I know people that will eat a ton of cake and ice cream and their health goes to hell in a handbasket, but don't drink. So, you know, in the end, it's all character defects, and in the end, it's all about unmanageability. You know, the other thing that I have to be careful of is removing, right? Because when my life starts to become unmanageable, especially to my friends, you know, I have to make sure that I don't just remove the friends and leave the unmanageability, because that is definitely something that I have been known to do, right? When I have a problem with the meeting, instead of trying to figure out what the problem is, I'll let go of the meeting. And the next thing you know, I'm by myself. I'm either eating cake, right? I'm overspending. I'm drinking, sexting, whatever it is. You know, it turns out most of them are all just the seven deadly sins. You know, drinking, how I drink is gluttonous. I drink too much. I can't stop. It is gluttony. It is terrible. And yeah. So, you know, I'm always working on it. I am not, you know, I've been sober a long time and I still get pissed in traffic. I still, you know, assassinate characters, and I want to work on it, and I'm talking about it, and I'm trying to be better. I will catch myself now. You know, prior to this, I'd go for, 15, 20 minutes on this whole scenario or a whole situation of how it was going to work out and how I was going to burst onto the scene and save the day. And it's just all a bunch of self-centered bullshit. And, yeah. So, you know, sixth step. Pretty funny. Went to the seventh last week, back to the sixth. I think God's trying to talk to me. And I want to listen. So, all right, let's see. Let's see what today's... Oh, well, here you go. July 15th, Pride. For thousands of years, we have been demanding more than our share of security, prestige, and romance. When we seemed to be succeeding, we drank to dream still greater dreams. When we were frustrated, even in part, we drank for oblivion. Never was there enough of what we thought we wanted. In all these strivings, so many of them well-intentioned, our crippling handicap had been our lack of humility. We had lacked the perspective to see that character building and spiritual values had to come first, and that material satisfactions were not the purpose of living. Yeah, 12 steps, 12 traditions. Time and again, I approached the seventh step only to fall back and regroup. Something was missing, and the impact of the step escaped me. What had I overlooked? A single word, read but ignored. The foundation of all the steps, indeed the entire Alcoholics Anonymous program, that word is humbly. I understood my shortcomings. I constantly put tasks off. I angered easily. I felt too much self-pity, and I thought, why me? Then I remembered, pride goeth before the fall, and I eliminated pride from my life. Yeah, I'd love to eliminate pride from my life. Like I said, I've been sober a long time. These just seems to be where I kind of, sort of mess around, right? Trying to be better, trying to expose new character defects, maybe ones that I never addressed. I don't even honestly remember doing a sixth and seventh step with my first sponsor. I know I must have, but the obvious ones are easy to do, or hopefully easy to address. It's the less obvious ones, I think, for me, are the ones that I struggle with. But this stuff continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. And then I like to try to say, and then don't do it again. At this point, it isn't about like what my sponsor thinks of me. This is just about, peace. And I don't want to spend 15, 20 minutes privately, quietly, creating up stories in my head about people doing things that aren't real. It isn't true. It's unhealthy. And, I remember when I first came in the program, someone told me, stay in the day, stay in the moment, one day at a time. And of course, those suggestions are great for so many reasons. But, when I start to get out of the moment, because it can be as broad as the day, but, when I start, making up stories in my head, I have to remind myself, I have to stay in the moment. What are you doing? And, it's not good. But listen, I'm going to be a little short today. I've got to go to work. I've had a great morning hanging out with my kids and going to the gym. And now I'm back to paddling. And, the other thing, we had family in town all week since last Thursday for my daughter's birthday. And, man, what a great birthday. Just, add to the list of gratitude. I'm just so grateful to be sober and available and to have this life that I live today, because honestly, if it wasn't for sobriety, I would have none of this, and that would suck. So I hope everyone has a great day, and I will catch you later. Bye-bye.